If you were born here and your ancestors were born here four generations ago and were citizens of the Hawaiian Kingdom, but their parents were born in the United States, are they any less Hawaiian than Hawaiians whose ancestors who came from Polynesia 40 generations ago? Author Judy Rohr, in her latest book, Staking Claim, analyzes Hawaii at the crossroads of competing claims for identity, belonging, and political status. She argues that the dual settler colonial process of racializing Native Hawaiians and indigenizing non-Hawaiians enabled the staking of non-Hawaiian claims to Hawaii. That might sound a little complicated, but it's not really. And Professor Judy Rohr joins us by phone this morning. Aloha, Judy.
Aloha.
So, to put these out of the hyperbolics range, so...
It's dense, I know.
I know, but hey, we're not dense. We play in the Akamai. So the object here is a different power comes in with political aspirations and co-opts the original population. Okay, so I guess to put it back into layman's terms, what happened?
Yeah, so I think the best way to think about what I'm trying to do in this book is to study some of the way that non-Hawaiian claims are staked in the islands, right? So that's why it's called staking claim.
Mm-hmm.
And those claims are claims to belonging, they're claims to ownership, there's claims to home in the islands. And in particular, for me, I'm interested in the way that race and I'm thinking about that through racial discourses and racializing processes, right? The way that categories of people become race, the way that race is used as sort of a major peg in the staking of these non-Hawaiian claims, right? And then that makes it much harder then, right, for us to be able to recognize the Kanaka Maoli claims to mm-hmm. Hawaii as homeland and as nation.
Sort of like by racializing, making them like a tribe as opposed to a kingdom or a nation?
Right. So I think there's a couple of ways. So like you said in the beginning, that sort of these dual processes, right? So the way I'm looking at the way that we racialize Native Hawaiians and then the way that we indigenize non-Hawaiians, and that both of those processes help for non-Hawaiian folks to be able to claim Hawaii. And
yeah.
The racializing of Native Hawaiians, right, that happens in a couple of ways. I mean, we all know the colonial stereotypes, right, of lazy, unintelligent, uncivilized, right, non-Akamai,
yeah.
Right? And those stereotypes really helped the Haoles overthrow the kingdom, right?
Yeah.
And we still, those stereotypes continue to be perpetuated today. Everybody talks about Hawaiians are fighting amongst themselves, right? That discourse continues, right? So we have that stereotype. And then we also have these court decisions, right, like the Rice v. Cayetano decision and the way the battles that Kamehameha School has had to do where folks are arguing that Kanaka Maoli are a racial group, right, and that any kind of entitlement or preferences for Hawaiians are somehow race-based and therefore unfair.
The implication that right? It's effectively, under by American standards, reverse racism, sort of?
Right. Right, that's exactly right. So it's like this anti-affirmative action, reverse racism, you know, story that gets transported from over here on the mainland to Hawaii, and then they try to use that to keep Hawaiians from being able to talk about the history of colonization that happened there and to make claims for cultural revitalization, right, for sovereignty, for self-determination.
So I guess a good question to ask is, so who is Hawaiian by your definition?
Yeah, so, right, I heard Beth Ann's introduction about that. So the purpose of my book is exactly not to answer that question,
okay.
Bill, right, because that is not my kuleana, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Haole. And so for me, it's important that those of us who are non-Hawaiian, that we need to really be self-reflective about who we are, what is our genealogy, and what is our kuleana to Hawaii, right? And so I think too much of the time we want to focus on Hawaiians and talk about problems of Hawaiians and try and define who Hawaiians are, and And that's not what we should be doing, right? We gotta take responsibility ourselves for who we are and what our responsibility is, because we, those of us who are non-Hawaiian, we're all benefiting from
I guess a good question to ask at this point would be, what outcome would you like to see?
Yeah, that's a super good question. So, for me, the research and the activism I do, I'm really just trying to be part of moving conversations forward about how we are building towards a decolonial future in Hawaii, right? How that is a future that is just and sustainable, right? And it recognizes that Hawaii is Hawaiian land, right? It recognizes that the Kingdom of Hawaii was illegally overthrown. It recognizes that we need to find ways to support cultural revitalization and self-determination and sovereignty. But it's not for us to lead that, right? Those of us who are non-Hawaiians, it's for us to like I said, to figure out our kuleana in that and to move forward. And we're going to make mistakes, right? But we have to talk about it, right? And all of us have to talk about it. All of us who are in Hawaii, we got to figure it out.
We have a lot of folks who are Hapa, and there's so much blending going on. Do you think there might be a new Hawaii? I wish we could talk more, but we're getting kind of close to the time limit.
Yeah. So, you know, anybody who has ancestry, right, gets to talk about their genealogy and takes their kuleana from that. And so, right, that's the way that I think racial discourses, right, when you start talking about race and mixing and stuff like that, it pulls us away from a Hawaiian understanding, right, of genealogy and ancestry. Yeah, and
okay,
that's really
Judy.
What happened in the Rice case.
I really appreciate your being with us today, and it's a nice kuleana to work on Labor Day, so thanks so much for being with us.
For sure. Happy Labor Day.
You too. Aloha. Judy Warwick grew up in Hawaii, is director of the Institute for Citizenship and Social Responsibility at Western Kentucky University. She's also the author of Haoles in Hawaii. More about the book is on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.